If you haven't listened to episode one of this podcast series, please do that first, as I explain there how I stumbled across this case and why it's in the True Crime South Africa feed. Please also subscribe to Anthony Molyneux's podcast channel, 122 Podcasts, to ensure you don't miss out on any future updates about Robert John Johnson.
In South Africa, we call our passport the Green Mamba. It's based on the green outer binder of the passport and not on its powerful bite, as you can hardly get into any country without a visa. However, Robert John Johnson, my best friend from primary school and good friend until adulthood, managed to move to Spain on his South African passport and stay there for more than 5 years. He's allegedly working at a hotel in a beautiful tourist town, 1 hour north of Barcelona. This wouldn't be interesting information just as is, but what makes this case interesting is that Robert John wasn't living by that name in Spain. He was living under the pseudonym Jason McGregor. And why would he do that, one might ask? Well, because people were looking for him. They were actually furious and desperate to find answers from him. That is because he had lost or stolen millions of rands from their pensions, life savings, and hard-earned cash. You see, my old friend who I grew up with in a small town in South Africa was thought to be a trusted, kind, and honest person. So when he started an investment company called JM Investments, the JM, I've learned, stands for his grandfather's name, John Marshall, people invested. Quick returns soon ended with no contact and no money, and Robert John fled like a thief in the night on February 2020. While he did this to his lifelong friends, he also left behind his wife and his five-month-old baby, his parents, and everything he had ever known. It was a cowardly move, unable to face the consequences of either losing or stealing the money. For 6 years, from 2020 to 2026, he lived under the cover of secrecy. People had no idea where he was. And as the years dragged on, people moved on. But they didn't forget. A Facebook group called Where is Robert John Johnson accumulated more than 600 followers. Some of them investors, others were people who knew Robert John, and then there were perhaps a couple of spies too. Then one day in June 2026, Robert John was spotted. Just like that. After 6 years of holding out for some police intervention or news of his whereabouts, there he was, at a local golf club, smiling broadly and winning prizes. So that was a bit of a catch-up if you missed the first installment I produced on this. And now, here's the new stuff. Since the first episode came out a couple of weeks ago, I've been phoning, translating Spanish texts, reverse email searching, true caller IDing, and speaking to some people around our old friend Robert John. Firstly, the information you're about to hear has been verified by me. I'm a journalist and a documentary filmmaker. I only say something if I believe it myself and have corroborated it. But remember, I need to use allegedly for certain things due to legal reasons. And when I'm not sure of something, I'll play open cards. But what I can tell you is that Robert John has been living what appears to be quite a good life. Lloret de Mar is a tourist town filled with British expats, tourists, and gorgeous beaches. According to my research, Robert John, over the past 3 years at least, has been frequenting bars, pubs, and restaurants in the area of northern Spain. He has even had a nice meal in nearby Barcelona, where his review of a restaurant said people should really try the cheese plate, the mixed mushrooms, croquettes, and the brownies. 2 years ago, he also left a review of a hotel further south, saying it's a perfect place to stay with friendly staff and in a great location. He has left 5-star reviews for more than a dozen bars in the Lloret de Mar area. They are mostly expat bars where his friends and golf buddies normally hang out. And how do I know this? Well, it's as easy as this. He has left Google reviews of dozens of places that he goes to under the name Jason McGregor. One of the places that he rated 5 stars was his local golf club, Golf Lloret. And this is where we saw the pictures and videos of him. There he plays regularly with his mates, And apparently he's a really good golfer. He wins a lot of the competitions that they have. So I reached out to people he plays golf with and that he drinks with. And the response has been dismal, to say the least. Either no one is interested in responding, or they have been told not to speak. But after a lot of attempts, I got through very briefly to one person who confirmed that our boy Robert John was still in Lloret de Mar and was, quote unquote, a very private person. I wonder why that is. Then when I told this person that Robert John had fled South Africa after losing a lot of people's pensions and life savings, the response I got was, "Sounds terrible. I don't see a man with money." I responded with, "Well, I think he lost it all." And the person replied, "Oh dear, sad. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope you find your story." Then they blocked me and deleted our chat. So this confirmed Robert John is still there, as of July 2nd, 2026. We also confirmed he goes by the name Jason McGregor. But why are people so against speaking to me? Speaking with another person I had to fight to get through to, they told me that they know him as a very nice guy. You see, other than working at a hotel in the area, he also allegedly provides dodgy TV boxes. So these are kind of semi-illegal TV connections known as fire sticks in Europe, which allow you to watch multiple channels for a fraction of the cost or possibly even free. He also apparently helps older expats with any sort of computer troubles that they might have. So I guess me pestering them for information on their friend is not something that they really want to do. They like him. Maybe we should just let sleeping dogs lie. Nope. Thinking about it, surely people must have been interested in a bit of his backstory, right? I mean, this guy appeared out of nowhere, he had no social media, and he requested to not be photographed at all. He was always the one behind the camera instead of in front of it. Well, that was until recently. Well, friends, I'm sure after being asked enough times and perhaps having to tell some part of how he came to be in Spain, eventually a story had to be told. But he didn't tell them that he had fled South Africa because he had lost his friends and family's life savings. He didn't tell them people were furious with him and wanted him brought back to face the music. Instead, he told them, and are you ready for this? That he had witnessed a murder in South Africa. He was the only witness, of course, and he was in an underground parking lot or in some sort of parking area where he saw a killing of a mystery figure. And because of this, there was a target on his back. The mafia or whoever had orchestrated the hit were out to get him, to kill him for what he had seen. Police received a tip-off that he was in danger and that they told him people were looking for him, but they couldn't protect him. And that's why he had to flee the country for his own safety and his family's safety. He had to change his name and scrub his past. That's why he changed it to Jason McGregor. Crazy, right? Now, I know this sounds like made-up stuff, like something out of a movie, but it's classic Con Man 101. The recent show I did for Netflix on Thabo Bester, the murderer and rapist who escaped from prison, also from our hometown of Bloemfontein coincidentally, sold the same story to anyone who questioned why he was in jail. He would say he was actually innocent, a victim even, set up by highly dangerous people, as he had information that could expose them. You see, this is a classic cover story intended to make people afraid to ask questions or report him, because you could be putting him or his family in danger. The people who have befriended him and helped him might be none the wiser of the true reasons behind his move to Spain. Or maybe they know something's amiss, but just don't really care. As long as they have their mates around to help them with their Microsoft Teams app or Skype, and obviously play their golf together, then they're happy. An important aspect that came to light is that in January 2026, Robert John went to the local police station in Spain and submitted fingerprints for a South African police clearance. Now, I'm not quite sure what this could be for, but it could mean that he is attempting to get residencia to stay in Spain. If he has been living in Spain for more than 5 years and has some sort of work sponsor, perhaps this is possible. I really don't know. He has a South African passport, so I doubt the clearance would be for anything else. But it also makes one wonder, if he's doing a police clearance, shouldn't his name be coming up as flagged? I know this might be disappointing to some of us, as you want justice and police to get him back to the SA, but I need you to know that I've contacted the South African police detective and people in the Facebook group, but no one can tell me whether there is a criminal case for his arrest. The cop that I spoke to has yet to respond, and it's been a week. He said he'd get back to me, but he hasn't responded. Alarmingly, there's never been a missing persons report filed either. I know that Maria said that she hadn't filed a missing persons report because her lawyer at the time had told her not to. However, that same lawyer died in the last few years, so I can't speak to him to confirm why that was or if that even happened. That really only leaves one thing. That is, we need to get the story of Robert John out there to Spain and get the people who know him to know the truth, to know what had happened. And if you are one of the people that do know Jason McGregor, or Robert John as we know him, please consider reaching out to me, as there's more to the story that we need to tell. And I think with a little bit of digging, you'll find that there's actually more to this story than we even know. You see, snakes like the Green Mamba, just like Robert John's South African passport, need to be revealed for what they are. Otherwise, they could bite again.